Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Derek Carr. Hanging him up. I know you've been a Derek Carr fan for a long, long time. Shoulder injury. He decided that's enough. He retires, I guess, at least for now. 11 years, 41,000 passing yards, 257 touchdown passes. How will Derek Carr be remembered by you?
A 195. That's how much money he's made. $195 million. No, really, in all honesty, and I think he's like 16th, 17th on the all-time list. And, you know, I mean, obviously he hasn't won a lot. He had that one season where he was contending for an MVP, and I think he broke his leg that year. And but you know what I'll remember him for more than anything else? His toughness. That dude took a beating, man. That dude got hit. I mean, he just got laid out. And there were so many times where you're like, hey, man, slide. He's fighting for that extra yard. I will always remember his toughness. I'll remember sitting in meetings with him, talking about football, like how intelligent he was as a football player, game planning wise. But again, like his toughness, his leadership, his toughness, the way he went about his craft. I'm a huge, and I always will be a huge Derek Carr fan. I think he's all that is right. And, you know, a lot of people remember like, oh, he wasn't a full-time winner. He didn't win anything with the Raiders. And right. He like, that's what people will remember. But I'll look beyond that. And like I said, the way he led his football team, how tough he was, how many hits he took, all those things I think are important. I think it's an important part of the leadership quality of a quarterback. And I will always be a fan. I know it, like, I know he didn't win at a clip that you would expect the guy who made that much money to win at, but I will always appreciate like those aspects of what his career was all about.
What do the Saints do now at quarterback?
Yeah, I remember the film or remember the video of Aaron Rodgers showing up with sunglasses in a Chevy Malibu, kind of sneaking in to the Pittsburgh Steelers facility. Don't you? I mean, there's part of me that expects Aaron Rodgers to all of a sudden show up, you know, in the Saints in a Malibu, you know, maybe with a whatever, one of them masks on, you know, and goggles. Like, who knows? There's
like
that, like
Mardi Gras or something, right?
Do they reach out to Aaron Rodgers or do they try to make an in division trade with the Atlanta Falcons to get Kirk Cousins? Because certainly you can't sit there and say that Tyler Shuck, the kid they draft in the second round, or Spencer Rattler or Jake Haener are the answers. None of those guys have ever won an NFL game. I think they're 0-7 in career starts between, obviously, Rattler and between Haener. Shuck has not had a NFL career start. But can you go down that road? And I guess the other thing that is kind of cool about the New Orleans Saints, okay, so you can sit there and say, all right, well, we can still game plan and work hard, do all those things. We're probably going to lose almost every game we play, right? So we're in line to get the first overall draft pick, or at least in the top two or three.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden, there's Arch Manning, right? Arch Manning from Texas. And obviously, you know, Grandpa made that place made New Orleans. In my time growing up, man, when they put New Orleans on Monday Night Football with Archie Manning, and they had Chuck Muncy back in the day. And yeah, man, it was like they were never good, but they were fun to watch. They were exciting. So Arch Manning, I'll tell you the other one. Doug Nussmeier. Do you know who Doug Nussmeier is?
I know he's an Idaho Vandal.
Doug Nussmeier's an Idaho Vandal. He is the quarterback coach of Philly who won the Super Bowl that went with the head coach, Moore, over to Kellen Moore to New Orleans as the offensive coordinator. You know that his son is the quarterback of LSU, who's also considered a first-round draft choice. So you could either have Arch Manning playing for New Orleans, following his grandfather's footsteps, or the offensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints, son coaching, or the father coaching and the son playing quarterback for his father in New Orleans. Either one is an unbelievably compelling story, right? You want to talk about storylines, and we always get into storylines. Like, we had a great one last night in the NBA draft lottery, right? Great storyline. Hey, we traded away Luka Doncic. And, oh, wow, Magic. This is unbelievable. What a coincidence. Cooper Flagg, you get to go to Dallas. Like, come on. But we love storylines. We love the off-season storylines. We love the season storylines. We talk about storylines all the time. What an unbelievably compelling storyline coming out of New Orleans if, in fact, they decide to just roll the dice with those three quarterbacks and they don't bring in a veteran like a Aaron Rodgers, or they don't bring in a veteran, you know, like a Kirk Cousins. Like, they're in line to probably be at least in the top three, probably number one when it comes to the draft.
The possibility of Arch Manning with New Orleans is unbelievable. It's the kind of story that, if this was the NBA, done. It happens. Ping pong balls magically go their way. No doubt about it. NFL maybe a little bit more difficult to rig. The schedule. And the NFL is allowing their broadcast partners to come out with a couple of games here and there, and the big full schedule will be announced Wednesday night. A couple of big takeaways. First of all, the Vikings are going to become the first ever NFL team to play back-to-back weeks in internationally in different countries. September 28th, they play in Ireland against Pittsburgh. The next week, they play Cleveland with starting quarterback Shedeur Sanders in London. So how about that?
I see what you did there.
You can take whatever parts of that you'd like to and discuss.
If you're going to go out there, it makes sense, right? It makes sense to be out there for a couple of weeks. Now, let me ask you this. Just off the top of my head, because that's the first time I've heard this. Like, this right there, that's the first time I heard about that scheduling. Okay, so Minnesota playing back-to-back weeks abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that kind of a litmus test? Is that like dipping our toe in the water if you're the NFL to say, could we move Jacksonville to London?
Yeah.
Could this be the way it goes? Like, hey, man, you come out, a team comes out, plays a couple of weeks in a row at, you know, your home stadium. Then you go out for a couple of weeks in a row and then you come back. Like, I don't know. Is it the NFL kind of dipping their toe into that landscape? I think for the Minnesota Vikings, if you have to go on the road back-to-back weeks, if you have to go international, this is the best way to do it, right? You get yourself acclimated to the time change. You get acclimated to, you know, to Europe. I think this makes the most sense. So for the Minnesota Vikings, I think if you're going to do it, that's the best way to do it, right? And I think it's a really cool opportunity for the Vikings on the road early in the year when you're still fairly fresh to go 2 weeks back to back. One you said in Ireland, the other one in London. I think that's legitimate.
So from a player perspective, from a team perspective, I want to ask you, it's clear the NFL, they view the next step. We're looking for world domination. We are looking to spread the NFL globally, and they're really, really going heavy with the international games starting again this year. Do you think this is good? Do you think this is good for football? Is it good for the players? Is it good for the teams? Is this the best thing to do for the NFL product? Not the business of the NFL, the product of the NFL.
For the product, no, but it's never been about the product. It's about, you know, it's about continuing, like you said, world domination. It's continued economic domination, right? And the one way you sell it to the Players Association, which, you know, I mean, it's the Players Association. What are they going to do? We don't like it.
Yeah.
Less practice time. We're in, you know.
Winning.
Yeah. Woo. But ultimately, if you're going to grow the net revenue, which is split between ownership and the teams and the players, if you're going to grow it, where's it most likely to grow is internationally, yeah. Right? As we grow it internationally, look at the NBA, and it's not very often that we use the NBA mm-hmm. as a case study for the National Football League. Yeah. But if you look at the NBA right now and what they've done from a global expansion standpoint, and, you know, I mean, it's an international game. Every year the draft comes along, you see all these international players, and then you see all the international players that we see from Giannis, who's, you know, arguably the third best player in basketball. You've got Doncic, who's maybe yep. the second best player in all the NBA. You've got Joker, who's the best player in the NBA. You've got SGA from Canada, who's probably going to win the MVP, right? You've got, like, it's an international game. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying that we're going to get a bunch of European players who are going to play in the NFL, but that's the, in all likelihood, if you're going to expand economically and you're going to, you've got to expand globally. Because I don't know how much, obviously, you're Teflon and we as Americans love the NFL, but your most likely expansion aspect and economic aspect, I think, is internationally. I think they've really done a great job of, you know, of creating a more diverse fan group, like women and men, right? I think it's become more more of a, I don't know what the split is, but it keeps getting closed. It becomes closer and closer to 50-50 between men and women, and now you can bring the international group in there and create some of that. Like, that's the best chance you have to grow globally and grow economically from a global standpoint, I guess.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.